Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope you guys are doing well no matter where you are in the world right now. And for my life update, I just finished doing my Finland expedition with the clients, and I'm just so happy that I'm finally going back to Madrid. I missed my home, and I can only be away now for just like max 10 days. After that, I need my bed, my routine, my gym, my food, everything, my place. I need it. That's it. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about the best or nothing mentality. For me, it drives me to strive for excellence in all aspects of my life. We are not trying to aim for perfection here because that's never going to happen, right? But we want to try to give our best, greatest in everything. You know, we want to give our time, effort, and energy into everything that we do, 101%. We don't want to do half-baked things. And that also means we are not gonna receive half-baked things. Or if we start to see patterns that we are getting half-baked things from people, we are gonna raise our voice. We are gonna tell them that we don't want this. We don't deserve this. I posted one video about this on TikTok. And someone left a comment like she disagrees with this because life is also about bad things. And I was like, girl, yes, I know. And if there's one word I can describe myself is resiliency. And that means for me, when I say the best or nothing, I am not aiming for a perfect life. I never aim for that. I don't even want that. I don't want that kind of life where I'm not growing. There are no hardships, because if that's the life I'm aiming to have, what stories I would tell my kids someday and my grandkids. No stories, just happy stories. I cannot do that. So I think a lot of people misinterpret when I say the best or nothing. This just means we are no longer gonna do things that we don't deserve, that we are not worthy of. And we are also not gonna get things, love, friendships, relationships that we don't deserve. That's it. It's right, 2024. Why would you settle for something that you don't deserve, especially if you know your worth, right? Knowing your self-worth is the best form of self-care you can do. Saying no to things is the best thing you can do. I've said this so many times. The reason why I was able to define my meaning of success is not because of the yes I've said in my life. It's because of the no I've been saying, and I've said, and I will say my no, all the no I will say will keep me on track, because that means I know what I deserve. I apply this so, so well in my dating life. Like, if everybody has red flags, I don't look for red flags, actually, because I know I'm also a red flag. Everybody's a red flag. Who am I to look for red flags in people, right? So I'm not that kind of person. When I go on dates, I only look at one thing, one behavior, and it's effort. If you are making the effort to see me, even you're busy, even just for 30 minutes, I would really appreciate that. But if you are not making a tiny, tiny effort to see me, to make plans with me next, I don't want it. I don't need it. That's how I am in dating. Red flags, I can accept those. I can raise those concerns to the person that I am not willing to compromise, and I don't like this and I don't like that. So that one, I mean, I also have a lot of red flags that people see. So I don't necessarily believe in that. So it's always effort, because my love language is time and presence. So when we have this mentality, it's like we don't settle for mediocrity. I mean, for everything in life. Or maybe we can settle for mediocre things in our 20s, but I don't advise that, because whatever you do in your 20s, it will reflect in your 30s. All the choices, sometimes we are not strong enough to break our own patterns. That's why I highly recommend you start rejecting mediocre things, people, choices at a really young age, because you are training yourself to establish high standards, and you are training yourself to only accept the best and greatest things for yourself. But sometimes I get it. We just don't have no option. You know, we need to get along with people. We need to be happy with the jobs that we have because we're trying to build something. I've been there. I was once there, you know, with the clients. I couldn't choose the clients that I wanted to cater, the products, et cetera, et cetera. But I've trained myself from a really, really young age that it's the best or nothing. And that's why when I turned 30, it was a little bit easier for me, like the life I wanted to live, you know, and the lifestyle that I want to have, the things that I want to do. So it was easier. So I highly recommend you start training yourself at a really, really young age. And I also believe that it's never too late. It's never, ever too late to change our mentality, right? I think I am able to speak about these things very, very, with a lot of confidence. It's because I started my business at a young age. I lost my father at a young age. I was exposed to many things at a really young age. And I've seen a lot of this world at a really young age. And that made me who I am today. And I know being this kind of person is hard, because I know I'm different from a lot of people. That's why I was having a conversation with my guide in South Africa. He was like, Anjali, wherever you go, people will be intimidated by you. Not just men, also women. Because the society in general is just not used to having a lot of different people. And when you are different, either you're labeled as something is wrong with you, or you are just weird, right? So there will be a lot of comments from people. So that's why I was like, that's why I have standards. That's why I say no to a lot of things, because I already know what I want and who I want to be, right? So that's why it's the best or nothing at all. So that's all for today's episode. Please don't forget to follow us on our official Instagram account at lifeinprogressph, and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao! This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh.
Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.